WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel commemorating a year since the October 7th terror attacks with vigils across the country. ABC's Inez Dilquatera is in Tel Aviv.
Somber ceremonies in Israel marking 1 year since Hamas launched a surprise cross-border attack, killing more than 1,200 people. Family and friends of victims gathered at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where more than 300 people were killed. Holding a moment of silence at 6:59 this morning, the exact moment Hamas launched the attack.
The Israeli bombing since that day has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out. It went to a couple of Americans for their work in mRNA gene therapy. Hurricane Milton on its way to Florida's Gulf Coast. It could strike near the population centers of Tampa and Orlando on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Many areas still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. And it's the first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court is back in session. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. President Joe Biden's back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Biden's holding a White House event in Milwaukee. It's focused on creating jobs to replace lead pipes. Biden had delayed his travel due to Hurricane Helene's response, the now-resolved East Coast longshoremen strike, and Iran's attack on Israel. Former President Donald Trump was back in Wisconsin over the weekend. Trump rallied supporters at the Dodge County Airport in Juneau Sunday, speaking for nearly 2 hours. The rally was his fourth in Wisconsin in a little over a week, with Election Day now less than a month away. And the search for a new Madison School superintendent cost more than six figures. New Superintendent Joe Gothard was hired this year following a nationwide search, but the State Journal reports the district had to spend over $100,000 to find him. Gothard will make just under $300,000 a year. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is still going to feel a little like fall today and tomorrow, but we're going to crank it back up into the low 80s by later this week. Today, sunshine 65, our high this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny 70. On Wednesday, sunshine 72. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7.
Tell me. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, it's Dave. Well, after 6 a.m. on Monday morning with the police on Max FM.
And more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Can I be your man? Hey, hey, hey.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you in the morning. It is Monday after all, and I'm not sure where this weekend went. It flew by. Before we knew it, it was Sunday night. But hey, you know what? The Packers pulled off an amazing victory yesterday afternoon. The Badgers won on Saturday. Great weekend for Wisconsin sports. Right around 8:30, we'll have Maddie and Havel. They're going to talk about what happened in that Packer game. And it's going to be a little bit of an extended version, I suspect, because they're going to talk about Romeo Doubs as well. So that'll be right around 8:30. As a reminder, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. We'll have those right around 7:50 this morning. It is a little cool out there this morning. Let's take a look at your forecast. We do have that frost advisory that goes until 9 a.m. this morning. It will turn sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 39. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 69. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 71. It's going to warm up this week. By the weekend, we could see some highs in the 70s and sunny. I do not see any rain in this forecast. So a little bit of concern with that about how dry it is right now. So be careful if you're outdoors. Right now, it is 37 degrees on Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Get my way. I won't dance. You won't. Only want to be with you. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you. You can call me a fool. I only want to be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only want to be with you. I only want to be with you. I only want to be with you. I only want to be with you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Tom Petty, Free Fallin' on Max FM.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her. Now I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling. And all the vampires walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows. And the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Let's take a look at what happened in the box office this weekend. In number 10, it was Megalopolis. And they've been out for 2 weeks, and they had $1.1 million this weekend. And so that means they brought in $6.5 million. The Substance was number 9. That has been out for 3 weeks. $1.3 million for a total of $9.7 million. Number 8 was Deadpool and Wolverine. They brought in $1.5 million total gross, $634 million in the 11 weeks it's been out. Whitebird was number 7. It's been out for its first week at $1.5 million. Another one that just came out this weekend was Sam Colby and the Legends of the Paranormal. That brought in $1.8 million this weekend to bring it in number 6. Number 5, it's been out for 4 weeks, Speak No Evil at $2.8 million, $33 million total. And now number four is going to be Transformers. Been out for 3 weeks, brought in $5.4 million for $47 million total. Number three, this has been out for 5 weeks. It's Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice brought in $10 million this weekend. So far, $266 million. We have number two, The Wild Robot. That brought in $19 million. That brings it to $64 million in the 2 weeks that it's been out. And in its weekend debut, Joker, $40 million. So a lot of people went to see that this weekend. I'm not sure so many people in Wisconsin were at the movies this weekend because the weather was so fantastic. But, you know, that was a pretty decent start for the weekend. Speaking of weather, that's up next. A look at sports news by Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Jordan Love tossed two touchdown passes to tight end Tucker Kraft, and the Packers came from behind to beat the Rams 24-19 in Los Angeles on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kraft caught four balls for 88 yards, including a 66-yard score. Packer safety Xavier McKinney snared his fifth interception in as many games, becoming the first player since the 1970 merger with at least one pick in each of his first five games. Badgers improved to 3-2 on Saturday, blowing out Purdue 52-6 in Big Ten action. Bucks fell to the Pistons 120-87 in their exhibition opener in Detroit last night. Newcomer Gary Trent left the game in the second quarter with an elbow injury and did not return. Women's college volleyball, number 9 Wisconsin swept number 25 Washington on Sunday afternoon at the Fieldhouse. The Badgers will host Maryland on Friday. And the Marquette women swept Butler in three straight at the Al McGuire Center on Sunday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is still going to feel a little like fall today and tomorrow, but we're going to crank it back up into the low 80s by later this week. Today, sunshine 65, our high this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny 70. On Wednesday, sunshine 72. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 99.7.
99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Don't forget to stream us on our website at max.fm. You can tell that smart device play Max FM Bear Boot or download the free Surf PDF on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's the Knack, my Sharona on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
And I want you here with me.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you bright and early on Monday morning. You know, this weekend, again, I have to say it flew by fast, but you know what? It was a beautiful weekend. It was a little cool stepping out there this morning. We do have that frost advisory. That goes until 9 a.m. this morning. Today, it will be sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 39. On Tuesday, sunny with a high of 69. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 71. Thursday will be sunny with a high of 73. Friday, it's going to warm up to be sunny with a high of 81. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're going to see highs near 70. Maybe a slight chance of rain as we get towards the end of that weekend, but not looking promising for that. Starting to get dry out there. Currently is 37 degrees. Coming up, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. If you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Also be hanging with Havel and Maddie. That'll be right around 8:30 this morning. A lot happened this weekend in that Packer game as well. So we're ready to have a fun Monday morning. We'll get you through that on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
La, 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 la. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.